Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
With me, your host, Deb Wolf. And today we're going to get some news. We're going to get our news the pet way from Lisa at petpav.com. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. So for all those people out there who love their pets, love their animals, how can they get their news fix?
And anyone on petpav.com, you can join our social network. You put a profile for your pet or pet business. Get onto the site, and it's, if you think of it kind of as Facebook for pets.
Oh.
So we have what's called the Pet Working Wall, which is like a news feed, and that's where everyone can get to know each other and get information about pet care, pet advice, anything pet related that they want to from the other members, the pet members and their owners.
Well, I went on there briefly today, and I saw a whole bunch of headlines that people would be interested in, like what to feed a stray cat, 5 steps to take your dog's temperature, 5 tips for Halloween safety. And I thought this was funny. Orange tabby cats have more fun. Like blondes have more fun. I thought that was a good one. Orange tabby cats have more fun. So I am going to go back to that article later. It looks like it's really fun, your site.
Oh, thanks. It really is. It's really fun. It's a place to showcase your pet and, like I said, get pet advice. And pet owners are not embarrassed at all to put funny pictures of the cat or dog or pig, whatever pet they have. And we all are very, it's a very, very warm community of pet lovers. Everyone supports each other. If your cat isn't feeling well, it's kind of a place to go to tell someone, my cat isn't feeling well. And you can either tell them why or whatever, or there's articles on how you can get your cat better, whatever issue there is. But it's a support system, and you get a lot of love and friendliness from all the pets and the owners.
Well, I'm going to ask you in a second what made you think about doing this, but right away when you said that, it just made me think of so many customers I've had over the years, because I run a boarding kennel, training kennel. So, you know, a dog's lifespan is 10, 12, 15 years at the most, and I've been doing it longer than that. So many of my customers have had to deal with grief. Their dog passes away, and everybody thinks like it's no big deal. You know, it's only pet people who really get it. That you're
Absolutely.
Actually grieving, you know? And so that would be a time when your animal's dying or at the last stages of an illness or even gone and you're missing him so badly. And, you know, people just don't get it if they don't love a pet like you do. But the people on this network sure get it, right?
Right. That's what's so nice. I mean, even something silly, not silly, but if your dog's leg hurts or it doesn't even have to be chronic, you get all these outpouring of love. And if someone does pass their dogs, they can keep their picture and profile up on PetPav and kind of have a place to go to remember them and have pictures and friends and kind of network with everyone and tell them how you're feeling. And only pet owners understand that, you know, our pet, they're our kids, they're our fur kids.
Yeah, in some ways, I agree with you, but I also have children at the same time as I have all these pets. And in some ways, they're not. I'm not saying one's more special than the other or the other way around at all, and I don't want to get people angry with me. But it is different in that your children keep evolving and evolving and growing until finally they're adults and they can take care of themselves. And eventually they take care of you. Well, a good dog's like that to a certain extent. He'll watch your back in the woods. If you get lost, he'll help you find the car. I mean, there's a certain, he'll protect you, but he never evolves past that. you still need to feed them. You are still the caregiver. You are still the breadwinner in the family. And so they're still your dependents forever. Whereas children right. grow up, pets don't really grow up, you know? So there's a difference there. They're right. They're always children. They never get out of the puppy kitten dependency stage, really.
Exactly. So, and it's a different sort of attachment.
I think so. I do, yeah.
Even if they're with you for most of their lives, and it's just they're fun. They don't talk back sometimes.
They greet you every day, no matter how cool the TV show is or their friend on the phone. It doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters to your dog or your cat. As soon as you walk in the door, they're there to say hello. You know
exactly, want to be fed.
You sound like you got some chubby dogs and some fat cats over there.
All they need is food and love.
Yeah. And entertainment and exercise. I think people forget that, you know, if you replace an animal baby and all his friends and all his family with yourself, well, you better occupy him. If he's a cat that's supposed to be outdoors with a group of cats hunting and living off the land, and now he's in your house, you know, you really need to give him something to do, or he's going to be totally bored.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some people forget that even cats, even though they're relatively low maintenance and you can leave them all day, you want them to be occupied when you're gone. Make sure you have enough food out. Give them toys that they play with, preferably another animal, so they can keep themselves occupied all day long. And I do agree with you about exercise with dogs, and I've written countless articles about how important it is. And it's just diet and exercise is as important to our pets as it is to humans.
I actually think in the pet case, exercise is more often the missing component than anything else. I so often meet a dog who's difficult or not listening or ignoring its owner completely. The dog's given up and he's wild. He's got so much pent-up energy, mental energy and physical energy. He's bored out of his mind. Give that dog a job. Give that dog a workout. You've got a complete transformation, you know, because they're not meant to sit around just looking cute. Okay, so I want to make sure everybody can find you, petpav.com.
Right.
What made you get into this? We're running out of time, so I want to get an idea of what made you start this.
Well, just quickly, I wanted to build a forum for pet owners where they could just go to one place, one site, and put up a profile of their pet and get really have a community where you can get advice on your dog, cat, as I mentioned, pig or whatever, and talk to other pet owners. I was researching my cat, Sammy, had a sort of an issue at night, and I was researching how to get him to quiet down at night, and I was wondering what was going on. Anyway, long story short, I went on Google, couldn't find anything, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a place where I could ask other cat owners how they handle it? And so it kind of formed from there. And I just built my the network and write articles, and it just continues to grow, and it's really a lot of fun.
Nice. Okay, everybody. So we're on Smart Animal Talk. We're on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Check out petpav.com. Check it out. There's so many good articles there. There's fun things to do, and you can set up a profile. Your kids might enjoy it, too. There's nothing nasty on there, right? Kids can go to your site. We can be free to send them there.
Oh, absolutely. It was a very, very friendly environment. If anyone is unfriendly, they're kicked off.
Nice. Okay, everybody. So thank you so much for coming, Lisa. And I hope
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so that was petpav.com and Lisa. And you can find out all about the latest pet news or just check it out or get your dog connected. Link him in. Get him all Facebook. Make him a modern social media guru. You know, it has to start somewhere. Petpav.com. Okay, everybody. We'll be back in just a bit on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Dusty Rainbolt, the cat wrangler.
Anytime you're near,
when it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo, to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044 and tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, your host, Deb Wolf. And my old friend, Dusty Rainbold, is here, the cat wrangler. Welcome to the show, Dusty.
Well, thank you for having me again. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. Do you remember a few weeks back we talked with a man who longboarded with his kitten and he had some behavior questions for you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, he got back. Everything is fantastic with this kitten now. And
oh, that's wonderful.
Well, but he cheated. He cheated. He left the kitten with me for a whole bunch of days. Yes, he did. He came over here. He said, how much would it be? What can I do? I'm not, you know, and he brought the kitten here and the kitten got basically schooled by my older cats who taught it not to be so rough and not to be so wild and to calm down and behave itself. My kids and I cuddled it to death, and now he says he has this really mushy, sweet, soft, lovey kitten that doesn't attack him at night and spoons with him when he sleeps. And he's kind of wondering if he takes it back, which he did already for 2 days, and then he's thinking of bringing it here again because he's worried if he takes it back, is it going to revert? Or can it have two lives? Can it come and go? He wants to know. So, I don't know. I board dogs. This is not my normal thing, but I want to know what you think.
Well, he did absolutely the right thing because a lot of behavior problems have to do with the fact that the cat is just bored. He has nothing to do. He has nobody to teach him proper manners, and he did absolutely the right thing. I don't think he cheated at all. I think he was a smart guy. But, you know, he brought the kitty where the kitty could, had activities and where he could learn manners from older animals. And I believe that I mentioned that, yes, he could, we could have a reversion because he's going back into the same situation. And I think that kitty needs a cat.
He's looking, you know, he said he's going to look for a female cat, but that brings us to another problem. I'm trying to get him to neuter and spay both these kittens, but he really thinks maybe it would be nice to have kittens, and I'm having trouble explaining to him why that's not so.
Well, my response to that is unless you actively show pedigreed cats and you have champion lines, There's no reason to breed cats. Several reasons. First of all he has to do is just go down to the animal shelter on euthanasia day, and that should break his desire to have kitties, because there simply aren't enough home for kitties. Also, from a pet owner perspective rather than a rescue perspective, kitties that are spayed and neutered have fewer health problems. And, of course, fewer behavior problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell him, that, you know, if you have an unspayed cat and an intact male and you're trying to wait through several heats to breed them when they're more adult and healthy and ready for it, that's a big burden, keeping them confined and separate. It's crazy.
They're gonna mark, even the females mark, because they want boyfriends. And if he lets her go through several heat cycles, he's putting her at risk of a number of diseases that could be potentially fatal. So if he wants,
well, and if he doesn't, I think people think, oh, I'll wait till she's a year or two and breed her. I don't think they realize that a kitten can go into heat very, very young when it's still just a baby itself.
You know, they can go into heat as young as 4 months. I mean, usually 5 months. But statistically, if you get your kitten spayed or neutered before the first heat cycle or before it reaches puberty, it's not going to be at risk for breast cancer, and of course not for the sexual diseases, you know, like uterine cancer and all those, because of course you don't have it. But it's going to be a much healthier cat, not to mention a better pet. And, I mean, just the marking, male marking is horrible. It smells bad. You can't get it out.
You know what? It's not exactly liquid, and it's not exactly solid. It's one of these oozy type of solutions that you really can't guess at until you experience it, I would say.
Well, and male marking urine is just the worst. You just can't get rid of it. And like you said, it is sticky, so it's very, very difficult to get up. And down here we have something called Neuter Scooter for a Nickel Day. And I think it's in February, and a lot of the clinics will neuter cats for a nickel on that particular day. And you walk into the clinic and smell all those adult male cats, and oh my goodness, your eyes just water. My best friend took weeks. I mean, you know, of course, everything's all shiny and cleanable materials there, and it still took them 2 weeks to get the smell out of the clinic. So
yes, and that stainless steel and slanted hard surface floors and hoses. I mean, your carpet's not going to like this. Neither is your, you know, linoleum or your nice wood or your, I don't think, people think, oh, I'll just scroll through 20 sprays. No. It's a biological drive to spray. It's a different sort of a thing, right? It's not like he's acting out because he's being naughty. He's acting instinctively, naturally, really.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that keeps marking territory in a healthy wild cat is a good thing. He's telling other cats to stay away. And they can tell a lot about other cats by smelling the results of the marking. I mean, you know, how old the cat is, how virile he is, possibly what he's eaten and
What about size? Because dogs can tell by how high up the urine is what size the dog was that left it.
Well, of course, cats are all kind of the same size, but so I don't know if you can tell if it's an 18-pound cat or a 6-pound cat. But yeah, I mean, the cat is going to be healthier, and the whole household is going to be happier if both the males and females are spayed. And I'm telling you, there's nothing more joyful than the sound of a female in heat who's looking for that male.
Oh, yes, it sort of sounds like a motor running, doesn't it? Kind of a sound. It doesn't sound like a cat. No, it's very loud, ear-piercing.
And again, the females, when they're in heat, will mark to attract a male. So there's nothing good about having unaltered animals, and the cat is also going to be happier if you spay and neuter them, because they're not going to be frustrated with an itch that they can't scratch. So
I wanted to, we're going to come back after commercial break. We're heading into commercial right now. We're talking with Dusty Rainbolt, and she's author of The Cat Wrangler. And it's a book about how to deal with more than one cat in your house. And it tells you all kinds of things, how to read what your cat's really trying to tell you by the way it walks or behaves, who's the bully, who's the victim, all this sort of cool stuff. Before we go to break, though, I just wanted to let you know this guy with the kitten that we're talking to, we're kind of answering his questions today. He had a great idea himself. He took carpet tile, which is basically squares of carpet with adhesive on the back. He took some of those and he put them up his wall. So his cat can climb up the wall now. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I know.
Awesome. I'm going to steal that.
That's a good one. Okay. I will. I'll tell him. Okay, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back in just, very, very quickly with Dusty Rainbolt, the cat wrangler. And I'm Deb Wolf, and you're talking to Smart Animal Talk. You're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf. And I was just saying, we're going to be talking to Dusty a little more. Dusty Rainbolt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and I don't quite know how to introduce this topic. I've got my notes here. I've got my thoughts. Once a month, we all know we're supposed to give our breasts an examination. And now you're telling me once a month, there's a once a month pussy exam required. Once a month pussy exam. What are you talking about, Dusty Rainbolt?
Once a month. I mean, that's the moon. It's a big deal. But when you look at your kitty, and
yes,
you kind of take the age. If you go into the vet once a year, that's like going every 7 years. And none of us would wait 7 years before we take our child to the vet. I mean, to the doctor. I'm sorry.
That's right. No, that's a good point. You wouldn't wait that long to take a person or a child for a normal health exam. And we examine our breasts literally every month. And
that's
so you're
right.
Saying you should examine your pussy cat every month, right?
Yeah, examine your pussy every month. But you know, you do it.
Doesn't have
like
to be the same day, not necessarily the same person, even. But
but it is good if it is. I mean, if you can do it like the day that you pay your bills, or you know, the middle of the month, or you know, if there's something that can remind you, that would be a good thing. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. It doesn't have to be traumatic. It doesn't have to be scary. My goodness, you can just put your kitty on your lap and just start petting. You know, look, start at the nose. Is there any gunky stuff coming out of the nose? Does the nose look like the right color? Are there any little bumps? Then feel around the head. Feel under the chin and behind the ears. Are there any lumps and bumps? Are there any scabs? Look in the ears. Is there black stuff? And this is something you don't have to sit there with an otoscope and shove it down your cat's ears. Just take a peek in there. You know, take a second and open the mouth. Just pop it open for a second. Take a sniff. If you can see that the gums are kind of pink, you need to go to the vet. If the cat seems to be very sensitive around the mouth, that's also a possibility that you've got some issues going on. And then you move on down and just kind of pet him and grope him and feel around.
Okay, so you're looking for what? You're looking for bumps. You're looking for the cat to maybe be tender or an odd smell or some kind of something that shouldn't be there, right? You're looking for the cat to...
Something that might not have been there the last month.
The last month.
I will tell you, this is a lifesaver. I had an 11-year-old kitty, and I was feeling her neck, and I thought, I don't remember that lump being there last month. And so I took her to the vet the next day, and it turned out she had a form of cancer that is usually fatal, but we were able to catch it early enough that we had the surgery and she lived. But the vet said had we waited even another 3 or 4 weeks, he probably wouldn't have made it.
So you just don't notice these things. I mean, like my golden retriever, I touch her all the time, and she has these bumps and lumps all over her, and I've had some of them biopsied and tested and aspirated and all that. But, you know, sometimes I'm quite surprised. Even though I touch her all the time, there'll be a new one, but it's already the size of a walnut by the time I touch her. Now, this is a very old dog, and we've pretty much determined that there's nothing to this. We don't really have to worry. But it's pretty quick, and that's with me checking all the time. So if something's really wrong, not like with her where it's really not a problem, something serious like an abscess, an infection, can be something stuck in your dog's paw or in their teeth, something really, or your cat, something really simple, but, you know, you go to the vet, it gets pulled out, the cat or dog is fine. You don't go to the vet, oh, man, you're going to have some serious problems. And that's the thing, right? You catch it quick.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it is a money saver because if you can take care of these things while they're in the early stage, then, you know, it could be just a shot or, you know, anal gland expression or something like that. Whereas if you wait until the anal glands rupture or become infected, then it gets to be, you know, then you do antibiotics and you do this and you do that. Might need surgery. So, and you know, it could, of course, advance to the point where there's nothing you can do. So, you know, if you do this every month, feel the tummy, feel the feet, trim the toenails. Older cats tend to not scratch the scratching post, and they get embedded toenails. You know?
Well, you know what? While we're talking about that, you told me before, and I think it's important for listeners, you told me that not every cat, and I was surprised at the time, not every cat likes a vertical scratch. Because all mine always did do 4, 5, 6 feet up. You make a cat scratch, they'll use it. But you told me some cats, especially elderly cats, like a horizontal scratch. So that's something to consider, right?
That's exactly right. And they also like different textures. Some cats don't like carpet at all. So if they have a carpeted scratcher, you know, you're not appealing to them. But they might prefer a sisal, or they might prefer you to bring in a piece of wood that's just got regular natural bark.
They like the wood. I noticed that on my fences. They like the wood and they like corners. I also noticed my cats rubbing it up against my daughter's hairbrushes. So I took a bunch of old ones and I nailed them near the door, and now they kind of brush themselves on the way in, on the way out. And then I vacuumed the brush. Then I decided that wasn't good enough, so I took an old snow brush from the window, you know, like in the winter,
And I did that because it's like harder and stronger. And that one's always covered in cat fur now. So I'm kind of lazy about my grooming, I guess. But that's important too, right? A lot of the injuries I see are grooming. If a cat has mats bad enough, they're going to rip out and cause sores. And now you got a big problem.
Well, and also fleas tend to get underneath the mats. If they get wet, then that causes pain. And if people don't think mats are that big a deal, they need to pull on their hair really, really, really hard and realize that that kind of pain is the entire area of the mat. So if you have a one-inch mat, it's constant. And so, you know, people do need
and
to
you
pay
know what?
Attention to
usually
that kind of
where, you know, you might think hair pulling, oh, big deal. Grab a chunk of your hair and pull it, doesn't hurt. But if that was between your elbow joint or your knee joint or something that had to open, close, open, close, open, close all the time, rip, tug, rip,
24
tug.
24 hours
okay, now
a day.
You get the feeling, right? Okay,
right,
we only have a couple minutes left, Dusty. What do you want to say before we get cut off for a station break? What would you like to say? Just giving it open mic to you, Dusty.
Well, you know, just getting back to the examination, do it every month, and it's going to save you time and money, and your cat is going to be healthier and happier. And,
nice.
You know, I'm just here to tell you, it works.
Okay. Well, I hope you'll come back and join me in the future.
I will. I love talking to you. I love talking to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Dusty. It's been great having you again. Okay, everybody, so we're going to go to break, and we'll be back with Dr. Carol. And I'm going to ask Dr. Carol, how do you take a cat's temperature? Because, I mean, taking a dog's temperature really isn't a big deal. I could tell you that. Maybe we'll get Dr. Carol to tell you that, too, because there's a nice way and a not-so-nice way, and you definitely want to do it the nice way. I don't know what the nice way is to take a cat's temperature. I've seen vets do it. The cat's so panicked at the vet clinic, it basically stands there and takes it. At home, is it so simple? We'll find out from Dr. Carol in a minute. Or is there a way to go around that end and do it somewhere else, like the ear? Well, we'll find out on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
And anytime you're near,
attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we're here with Dr. Carol. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carol.
Thank you, Deborah. I'm delighted to join you.
Well, I hate to do this to you because we always seem to be stuck at the back end of the cat and at the back end of the dog. But again, oh my. On our first segment today, we had on someone from petpav.com, and it's basically a very cool Facebook for animals kind of thing for pet lovers online. And they also have some news items. And one of their news items is 5 steps to take a dog's temperature. So I got an IM today while we were on air saying, okay, big deal. That sounds easy. Give me 5 steps to take a cat's temperature. And that's what I want to ask you. Should people be taking their dogs and cats' temperature? And if so, does it have to be in the bum? And then without getting hurt. Okay.
Okay, that's a great question and a very valid point. Is it essential or should you take your pet's temperature on a daily basis? Certainly not. Is the ability to take your pet's temperature, know how to accurately do that and how to accurately interpret the reading? Yes, that is very important. A sign of a smart, educated pet owner. And a thermometer is something that you should all have in your little handy dandy first aid kit.
Like now, anybody who's thinking of doing this every day has way too much time on their hands. Believe me, this is not an everyday thing.
Yes, indeed. Now, for the bum method, Deb, generally what we recommend, or the way I do it, the old-fashioned way, is I use a glass mercury thermometer. I shake it down so it's about 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Put a little bit of, you can use vegetable oil. You can use a little touch of Vaseline, whatever's kind of handy. You want to shake it down. You want to slide it into the anus, be it a dog or a cat, about 1/4 inch. And you want to apply gentle pressure on the thermometer so that it is in contact with the rectal wall. You don't want to just put the thermometer in the rectum and take your hand off of it and let it float around in the center of the rectum, because you will not get an accurate reading. It will be a false low temperature, if you will.
It has to be near the side. Okay. And I just want to ask you, though, if you could backtrack a bit. Are we using 2 people with a cat? Like, with a dog, I get it. The dog will barely register this, especially if you have a treat in your hand. You hardly notice. The cat, though, really? 1 person?
You know, in general, and I do things pretty cautiously because accidents always happen when you least expect it, particularly if you're dealing with a glass thermometer. I think it's great to have 2 people, 1 person to come and hold the pet, the other to actually insert the thermometer. Now, okay, for those of you that don't want to go the rectal route, that feel funny about glass thermometers. And the chance of breaking and mercury toxicity. You can get one of those little digital thermometers. You can use those rectally. You can also use them in your pet's ear. Make sure to read directions. Basically, 101.5 degrees Fahrenheit is classic normal. Temperatures ranging anywhere from 99 to 103 degrees are just fine, depending on the temperature of the year and the excitement or stress level of your pet. Cats in particular are easily stressed, but temperatures above 105 or below 96 are incompatible with life. So if your thermometer is getting anywhere close to either end, that's a sign you want to get to that veterinarian's office just as quick as you can.
Okay, so Dr. Carroll, when exactly would I think I better take my dog's temperature? I better take my cat's temperature? Because sometimes you call the vet and they say, does he have a fever? And you think, oh, I don't know. Okay, well, how do you know when you should check?
Well, that's a great idea. Let's say you've got a bitch, Deb, getting ready to whelp. We take her temperature. Why? Because we know when that rectal temperature drops, she's going to start to whelp in the next 24 to 48 hours.
You know, I've not ever done that because my mind shows so many behavioral signs I'm onto it. Like, they're just so obvious about it. You know,
sure.
I just know.
Sure. And that's because you've got miles and experience. But for those pet loving listeners that may not have as much experience, if you're getting ready to whelp your bitch, when that temperature drops below 97, get ready, because those puppies are on the way. Now, what are other reasons? A shock, heat stroke, a severe illness. Your pet is, you know, not eating or drinking, just kind of laying around, not really doing much of anything. Anytime you're very concerned, your pet's not eating, not drinking, lethargic, anything like that, that's a major change from normal. You're not quite ready to go to the vet. You're not sure. take a rectal temperature. It's a very simple thing to do, or you can take an ear temperature. Other things that are as important as taking the temperature would be assessing your pet's hydration level, which we've discussed many times, looking at the gum
color. Okay, so that's like, and the pinch test, right? You grab the
right.
pet fur, and for all of you out there who have never done this, you should do it when your pet's healthy first.
Exactly.
Just do it right now today. Grab their fur, take a little pinch of it right around the neck, pull it up, and watch how long it takes to go back to normal. It should be right away. It should just go whoop. If it takes a while, wow, your pet's dehydrated, right?
Exactly. You want to hold that skin up for 5 honest seconds, and then you want to let it go, and you want to count 1001, 1002. If you're normally hydrated, it'll go back, pop back down to normal in less than 1 second. But for every second over that, you can pretty much count each second as 1% of dehydration. In other words, if it takes 4 seconds for your pet's neck skin to come all the way back down to normal, then your pet is approximately 4% dehydrated. And what that means is you might want to give your vet a call because for some reason your pet is dehydrated, and that's something that you can both assess together.
Well, and the other thing, what you were saying, is you lift the lip, you press on their gums. The gums will be the color they normally are, pink, black, gray, whatever. You press on it, it'll kind of go white. And then you see how long it takes for the normal color to come back. But all these things vary so much. If you've got a Shar Pei, it's going to be different than a Min Pin. So you kind of have to do a normal test first, don't you?
Right. You
like always, your dog's normal, your cat's normal.
Oh, yeah. And that's a great point, Deb. Even when I was a pre-vet, before I went to veterinary school and I was doing my different internships, whoever I was working for would say, I want you to go and do a temperature, a pulse, and a respiration on every dog in the kennel. And again, why did they have us doing that? Because in order to know abnormal, you have to know normal. So it's fine. Watch your pet's breathing rate. Look at your pet's gum. Get familiar with your pet's temperature. Get familiar with the vital signs of your particular pet. When you know normal, you'll be able to assess what's abnormal that much more quickly.
Well, we have to go to a break right now. We're going to come back and talk to Dr. Carol Moore. I'm going to let her tell you how to get a hold of her, how to find her online and such. But also, I want to ask you one more thing at the back end of the animal. So back to the bum when we get back. And then I'm going to ask you about the truth on jerky. So stay tuned, everybody. We're talking to Dr. Carol. It's Deb Wolf on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Keep listening.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you. You know that I really do.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, your host, and with me is Dr. Carol, and I want to ask her your questions, because you've all been really good about sending me questions to allpawspettalk.com and to my own websites, and you've been finding me on Facebook under Camp Good Dog and sending me questions. That's okay, too. That's where you get to see the golden doodle puppies. But lately, I think, Dr. Carol, because we've been talking about the back end of the animals, we keep getting more questions about the back end. So I'm going to ask you these two back end questions, and then I so hope you'll talk about something other than the back end. Okay?
Definitely. All right, let's have the questions for the bum.
The first question is, how do I get a feces sample from my cat? Now, I understand this because, like, for me, I've walked behind cats with tuna cans on rulers and things like this. I've tried to catch it before, you know, with the litter with Saran on the top. And because you don't want to necessarily drug your cat just to get a feces sample, right? How do you do it?
Well, it's very simple. Just go to the litter box, take a little piece of stool and put it in a baggie.
Okay, so that's okay. It doesn't have to be free of litter, completely uncontaminated, mixed. What about other? See, my issue is the other cats. I got to sit vigilantly and make sure it's the right cat.
And again, that's a very valid point. Keep in mind that a fecal sample in and of itself is a very crude estimator of whether or not an individual, be it a human or a pet, actually has worms. And that's because the particular piece of stool may or may not have segments of the worm within it. And it's also because there are other types of worms that actually embed in the muscle of the host, again, be it a person or a pet, and they only shed eggs periodically. In human medicine, they have now, if you watch Dr. Oz, they have now come out with a new, more modern method to try to assess whether or not a human has worms by taking 8 different fecal samples, which are mixed in 8 different solutions to try to pinpoint whether it might be a cestode or a tapeworm or a whipworm or a hookworm.
So do you just instead suggest like a cross-the-board dewormer?
There you go. If you're somebody that's got a whole bunch of cats, Deb, like yourself, and it's hard to know which fecal sample might be from which cat, because everyone's living in a very, you know, close
They pretty much
share everything. So if one has it, you've got some roundworms or some hookworms. The simplest thing to do in most cases is just to give everybody a little dose of wormer.
Okay, so this last one's pretty quick, and then you can give out your contact numbers and we'll move off the back end of the animals. Please send us something else.
Okay.
Send us questions about any other part.
Yeah, we'll talk about dental disease.
There you go. So we were talking about goats, and I guess I was complaining a lot about my male goat that was visiting that's gone now, thank God. And someone wanted to know, just how big are his balls is the question. And all I can tell you is, when you look at this animal and the back end of him, you do not see balls. You do not see testicles. What you see is a rucksack. And I'm not kidding you. It's a fur-covered rucksack, okay? This guy is ready to fertilize a herd. All right, so Dr. Carol, please get me out of the back end here, please.
Well, I'm not exactly sure if that was a question or a statement. I think you did a rather good job of covering the topic on it myself. If there's anything else that someone has a question on, certainly let us know. But to get off of the bum or the back end, I just want to give everyone a little tip about these jerky treats. And I don't care if it's the jerky treats or the jerky tenders, doesn't even matter what kind. Chicken, duck, sweet potato, dried fruit, doesn't matter. If it says jerky on the label, Don't buy it and don't give it to your pet. This stuff is coming out of China. 580 dogs are dead. 10 cats are dead. 3,600 phone calls have been received. Keep in mind, folks, the FDA has been working on this since 2007, We're talking about 5 years, folks. How many answers do they have? It's quite simple. None. So again, within hours of eating these jerkies, pets have appetite loss. They go into kidney failure. They can get Fanconi syndrome, a very unusual syndrome.
That's terrible. And there's so much information. Just don't buy them.
Yeah. Okay,
so
just
Dr.
stop
Carol,
buying
if people
them.
People want to reach you if they want to ask you more questions about their own animal or get advice. How can they find you, Dr. Carol?
Well, you can find me a couple of ways. First of all, you can contact our office. We're here in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Our toll-free phone is 1-866-DR-CAROL, and that's 866-372-2765. You can also visit us online at carolonpets.com. And on approximately November the 15th, we'll be opening up the first Integrative Center of Veterinary Medicine in the entire state of Ohio. So for you pet-loving listeners that might be in the Cleveland, Ohio area, feel free to come and visit us in a couple of weeks at our new, beautiful Integrative Center for Veterinary Health, catering to companion animals, that's right, dogs and kitties.
So a few weeks back, you and I were talking, and I told you I was going to tell you something about horseback riding pants. Do you remember that?
I do indeed.
Okay. Do you ever ride English style horseback riding? Do you ever do that?
English style riding is what I grew up doing. I showed horses on the circuit all over the country. So that is my secret passion.
Do you have the pants?
I have the pants.
You have the pants. Then you now have a secret weapon against all the human males. Really, honestly, I had no idea. It's like the policeman fireman fetish for women. You go out wearing those and you can have anything you want. You can even get service at stores. You can have people lifting things for you. It is unbelievable. That is a secret man's fetish. I had no idea. One day I was late. I'd been training horses. I was in a hurry. I grabbed my kids. I took them where they had to go. I was doing all the usual stuff. All the usual places, never got so much attention in my life. It is the pick. It is definitely the thing you should go for when your self-esteem's a little low and you want a little kick from the outside world. Well, so, Dr. Carol, you have it.
Well, Deb, if you want a little bigger kick, get rid of those pants and just put your chaps on. See how that works for you.
Somehow I think that would be a different kind of guy. I don't know if I'm ready for that, Dr. Carol. You're in the big leagues there. I don't know.
Hey, guys, it's Halloween. So if you want to dress up like a horseback rider, now you've got the tools to get you there.
I know. What an easy costume. Okay. Are you dressing up tonight, Dr. Carol?
I'm absolutely dressing up, but I'm not going to be wearing those colored contacts. And for those of you that have pets wearing contacts, remember those crazy new contacts cause blindness. So don't put them on and don't put them in your pet's eyes. But
yeah,
have a fun
about it. Your dog doesn't need cat's eyes for tonight only if he's going to mean he never sees again. Forget
exactly.
About it.
Trick or treat. And remember, don't give all that candy to your pet because he'll wake up with a great big bellyache and you don't want to do that.
And diarrhea and vomiting and a mess all over your house that he couldn't help but make because you did it to him, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen.
Exactly. So
he
keep
doesn't need the candy.
Yeah.
He just doesn't. It's not a treat for him either. It really isn't.
Right. Keep the styrofoam and the wrappers all to the side. And remember that the best treat of all is your love.
And if you're listening to this and Halloween has already passed, you can detox your pets a little bit by giving them lots of vegetables, including yams. They'll love it. Okay, well, thank you. I learned that from Dr. Carol, by the way. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll be talking next week on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Thanks, Dr. Carol. Have a good night.
And thank you.
And anytime.